So you brought up the issue of the NSABP trial to this woman?
I brought up the NSABP trial to this woman, and she was very interested in this possibility. She did, in fact, choose to participate in the NSABP trial, and she underwent a randomization. And the randomization was, in fact, to partial breast irradiation. So she ended up receiving external beam was the technique that we chose, and she received 38.5 gray over a week. This was given in 10 fractions with a four-field non-coplanar external 6 MV photon beam. It was well tolerated. She had some initial erythema over the area, and that resolved.
So she got this before the chemo?
Yes, I think that's an important point, although you asked me about this after the chemo. An important point is that partial breast irradiation is given prior to the chemo. This is done because it can be delivered relatively quickly. You know, studies have suggested that the use of chemotherapy prior to radiation is valuable because you're treating the more life-threatening disease first, and there have even been measured differences in survival, or at least disease-free survival, when radiation is delivered prior to chemo. But in this particular case, since it can all be done in a week, there's not much delay.
So what was this woman's reaction? I think I'm going to be able to guess it when she found out what she was randomized to.
She was actually, of course, very, very pleased with that randomization. And again, she did quite well. She did have a common finding, which is a recall reaction, and that is one of the disadvantages of any of the partial breast techniques when radiation is given first. In other words, she had the erythema from the radiation therapy. It resolved. She had a couple of week hiatus and went on to get her chemotherapy. But after her first cycle and into her second cycle of chemotherapy, she had a very, very significant erythema and inflammatory response in the area of the breast where she'd had her partial breast irradiation.
How long did that last?
That lasted a couple of weeks, and then it resolved.
But did she have any skin breakdown? Or?
She didn't have skin breakdown, but she did have a dose delay of that second cycle.
Interesting. And it is interesting that she got the anthracycline adriamycin because more and more we're hearing about the possibility of non-anthracycline, such as the docetaxel cyclophosphamide combination. I would imagine that there might be less potential for that radiation recall if there wasn't an anthracycline. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I don't think there's much data. And I think this will be some of the interesting data that comes from this trial. You know, the trial's endpoints are to see whether there is essentially a difference in the local recurrence. But really, the important part of the trial, we don't need very, very detailed statistics to show that there is a 0.5% difference between one arm and the other. But we will get really good data, I think, on differences in outcome, complication rates, side effects, and the general tolerability and quality of life of women who are participating in the trial in the different techniques.
And I guess cosmesis for sure.
And cosmesis as well.